You're listening to SBS News.
Pre-flight testing of returning Australians will be introduced to help prevent the spread of the more transmissible variant of COVID-19 identified in the United Kingdom. Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced the travel changes after a meeting of the National Cabinet. Travellers to Australia must return a negative COVID-19 test result prior to departure, with limited exemptions for some, including seasonal workers from the Pacific region. Among other measures, there'll be a 50% reduction on the number of arrivals into New South Wales, Western Australia and Queensland until the 15th of February, with financial aid provided for Australians stranded overseas. Mr Morrison says the measures are needed at this time.
On this occasion, I'm advised and believe that this is the most prudent course of action to ensure that the great gains that have been made over the course of this last year are not put at risk by this most recent strain. So, as a result, we decided to take a number of actions today in relation to quarantine and how it operates, as well as in relation to flights. The purpose here is to both reduce and debulk the risk in terms of exposure to the new strain.
Mr Morrison also supports a lockdown of the Greater Brisbane region, which will take place from 6 p.m. tonight until 6 p.m. on Monday. Residents in the council areas of Brisbane, Logan, Ipswich, Moreton and Redlands must stay home from 6 p.m. tonight until 6 p.m. on Monday after yesterday's positive case. Masks will also be mandatory for those needing to go outside in this area. Queensland's Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says Greater Brisbane is now officially a hotspot.
We are doing this to make sure that we keep Queenslanders safe. These are tough, strong measures. This is incredibly infectious. I've just advised all of my colleagues that we are declaring that Greater Brisbane area a hotspot, and I'm also asking my colleagues from other jurisdictions to also declare Greater Brisbane a hotspot until we get through this together.
The emergence of the case in Queensland has prompted other states and territories to impose border restrictions on travellers from Greater Brisbane. South Australia's Chief Health Officer, Professor Nicola Spurrier, says there are valid concerns.
We do know that, in fact, we've got another two cases with that UK variant here in South Australia in our Medi hotels. We do actually have that variant here in our own state, and we have to be very mindful of that, and we have to not have complacency. We've all got to be still doing hygiene, the physical distancing.
And New South Wales has recorded four new locally acquired cases of COVID-19, including a mystery unsourced case in Sydney's Northern Beaches as the area's northern zone readies to open up. One reported case is linked to the Croydon cluster in Sydney's Inner West, and two are linked to the Boralla cluster. All three are close contacts of previously reported cases and were in isolation, and seven cases were also recorded in return travellers. Acting Premier John Barilaro says the testing number is on the low side and implored more residents to come forward.
Last night there was 26,112 tests, so thank you for coming out, but that number still is on the low side. We did hit the 30,000 mark a couple of days ago, and I'm encouraging New South Wales to keep coming out and get tested. It is very important that we do so. I've spoken about it consistently, about how important it is in relation for governments to make decisions. And today, my plea again at the end of this week, to continue the testing over the weekend, to continue to get tested, regardless of the symptoms, mild or not.
Meanwhile, when asked how Australia plans to deal with the UK variant of COVID-19, Chief Health Officer Paul Kelly says Australia will continue doing what it knows will work.
This is the same as it's been from the beginning. It's a suppression strategy with the aim of no community transmission. And doing anything we can to do that is important. To take the what's happening in Brisbane right now, The 3 days, and this is really important, the 3 days is not about controlling the virus. It's about giving our contact tracers enough time to make those connections, to make sure anyone who needs to be isolated is isolated, to do the testing, and then to reconsider. And that's absolutely accept and support that approach.
And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.